You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, earlier on in the year, we did see the exports of Kruger Rands hitting their highest levels in 3 decades. As concerns over the pandemic and inflation boosted demand for the safe haven alternative assets. But to discuss what has happened to the gold coin since then and what the outlook is for the rest of the year, I am joined by Richard Colacott, who is the Managing Director of Prestige Bullion. Richard, thanks so much for your time. What has happened since August? I stumbled upon an article in which you were quoted in saying that, you know, export demand for Kruger Rands had been really, really strong. And I'm just wondering now, as we have this conversation in November, what the situation is looking like.
Yeah, good evening, Fifi, and thanks for the question. Kruger Rand demand has continued to perform very, very well in export markets since that article back in August. So we're continuing to operate at very high levels of output and export sales of the gold Kruger Rand, and we're also seeing a lot of strength in silver Kruger Rand sales.
Who's buying and why?
Our main export market is Europe. We have a very strong position in Germany in particular, which is one of the world's major retail gold markets. And the product is essentially a retail product. So the buyers are retail investors looking to diversify their portfolio, managing for inflation concerns, managing for economic outlook concerns, and just looking for that, as you said earlier, safe haven and peace of mind that having a physical transportable gold asset brings.
And how much is a Kruger Rand going for nowadays?
Sure, now you put me on the spot. it changes with the spot price. So it's the spot price plus a premium. So I'm going to give you a range because I should know this, but I don't. But it's probably around 29,000 Rand for a 1 ounce coin at the moment.
All right, so I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just thought about that question now.
It changes daily, so it tracks the gold price with perfect correlation.
All right, wonderful. So we're talking about really strong demand happening elsewhere in the world. What about locally? How are investors looking at Kruger Rands in their portfolio?
Look, we have a stable base of demand in South Africa. It has come down since pre-pandemic levels. I think the economic impact of the pandemic definitely led to a slowing of demand. So we haven't seen the same growth in demand that we've seen in export markets, but there's a stable base of demand in South Africa.
Mm. How has this frenzy demand for cryptocurrency and the likes of Bitcoin impacted your world?
I think they're in fact very different assets. You know, physical gold is something which gives you that last resort protection. It's got millennia-old history as an asset, as an investment. It's got a proven track record. I think they're quite different markets, in my opinion. You know, I think there's obviously a place for speculation and the activities that happen with cryptocurrencies, but I don't think you can really draw a comparison. So we don't see any impact of people substituting gold investments for cryptocurrencies per se. They're separate asset categories, which I think are very different characteristics.
Mm. And then I understand that there was issuance of a couple of new coins over the year, or earmarked for some time this year, particularly in this fourth quarter. Has that happened, and how have those coins been received?
Fifi, we actually have delayed that launch to 2022, just to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row. You know, in our business, we have to get it right. We have to make sure we have repeatability and consistent quality. So we've delayed those launches to 2022. But the plan is to launch the platinum coin as well as a 24-karat gold coin, just to provide a slightly diversified gold product base and to offer a platinum offering. Now, with South Africa being the largest platinum country in the world, it makes sense for us to also offer a physical investment in platinum.
All right. So nothing untoward behind the delay. It's just you wanting to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
No, very much so. So the program will go ahead, but we just looked at where we were in our development process and realized we'd rather set a target which was achievable to ensure that we have repeatability and consistent quality.
Mm. Lastly, Richard, given what has happened in the past 21 months of COVID, now that we do have countries trying to ramp up the level of vaccinations, and we do have economies emerging from the worst of the pandemic, what then is the outlook for Kruger Rands in 2022?
I think looking at physical demand, we expect that it should remain strong because the COVID factor has definitely been something which has ignited a portion of demand. But a lot of the buying demand is actually more around inflation fears.
Mm.
If you look everywhere you look, you see creeping inflation in major economies and minor economies. And so inflation fears, political instability aren't going away anytime soon. So we don't imagine that an improvement in the COVID situation will have an adverse effect on our demand, at least in the short to medium term.
Yeah, we heard exactly from our Reserve Bank last week about inflation fears, and yeah, that are not going away anytime soon. But Richard, thanks so much for your time. So we'll leave it there, and we look forward to the launch of the platinum Kruger Rand as well as the 24-carat gold Kruger Rand. That's Richard Colacott, the Managing Director at Prestige Bullion.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.